Brother Kevin Crowley at the Capuchin Daycare Centre, good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Everyone is going to be delighted to hear that you are retiring, but they're going to be very sad to see you go. Was it a difficult decision?
Well, yes, I have been thinking about it for some time. I'm 87 years of age and my health is deteriorating. And I feel it's time to hand over and let younger blood come along and do maybe a better job than what I have been doing. But I feel that the time has come when there is room for improvements.
I'm sorry to hear that your health is deteriorating. What a legacy, though, you are passing on. Look what you have created at the Capuchin Centre. Though I suppose you'd say you're sorry that there is still a need for it.
Yeah, I am indeed. I'm deeply sorry to see that in 2022 there's still a great need for the service that we are providing. Because when we started in 1969, we had about 50 people coming to the centre, and that time the problem was the drink. And now each morning we opened our doors and we'd have anything up to about 200 people for breakfast, and then in the afternoon we could have anything from 600 maybe to 700 for dinner. That's 6 days a week. Then on a Wednesday morning we give out food parcels, and up to about 5 or 6 years ago we had about maybe 200 coming for food parcels, but now we'd have anything over 1,000 each Wednesday morning. And then as well as that, we're helping mothers and babies for baby food and baby napkins. And all that is very, very, very sad to see. I think at 2022, we still have that much poverty in Ireland. And I'm still concerned about the future. What I'm witnessing at the moment, the number of people that are coming here, and they're in fear of the unknown, of the way first of all, the housing situation is a problem. So many people have difficulty in finding houses. And then with the rents, it's also going to be impossible. So I'm sort of sad in a way that I'm leaving in a time where there is still poverty and where there are still people in great needs.
What you have put in place will continue and continue to do the work that you've been doing. I'm just wondering, though, with 50 years of devotion to your work with the homeless, have you ever had time to develop any hobbies?
Well, I suppose my greatest hobby would be to make sure that the homeless people are being secured. And I suppose without the generosity of so many people in Ireland, we would not be able to do what we are doing. Because I don't believe in fundraising, and I depend entirely on the generosity of the people. And I have no doubt, now that I am leaving, that they will continue with that generosity. So many people, first of all, I suppose, it all started off with the fundraiser from the Mater Hospital, and then all different groups of people started coming along and doing various sorts of fundraising funds. And our costs, our running costs will be about 3.4 million, and we get 450,000 from the government. So without the generosity of the people, we would certainly not survive.
Dublin and the Capuchins are going to miss you. You're a Cork man, of course, a West Cork man.
And yes.
You're heading to Cork City.
I am heading to Holy Trinity in Cork, and I'm looking forward to the friends that I have in Cork. But I certainly will miss my friends here in Dublin. I miss when the Dublin team won their All-Ireland finals. They always came in here with the cup. But I hope that maybe the next time it will be Cork will be coming here with the cup rather than the Dubs.
I suspect as well, nobody is more deserving of the free travel than you are, that maybe you'll be able to come up and down a little bit and keep up with your friends as well. I find it hard to believe, though, you're going to be idle in Cork.
What do you expect an old fellow at 87 years of age? What can you do? I'll enjoy the beauty of Cork and the great friendship of the people in Cork. But as I said, I'll miss the friends in Dublin. But most particularly, I'll miss the homeless people. These are my great friends. And when the Holy Father came here, when his visit to Ireland, he said, one of the most important things is dignity and respect. And that's what we have been doing here. And I will hope and pray that that dignity and respect will always continue as long as the Capuchin Day Centre will be working here.
And I remember when Pope Francis visited, you insisted no dignitaries. He was going to meet the people that you meet and work with every day. Yeah. Brother Kevin, we wish you good health and enjoy your time in Cork and Dublin and the Capuchin Day Centre and the homeless people that you help all the time. They will all miss you. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.